The Economic Conference for Women drew more than 1,000 people from 95 countries to Berlin. Conference organizers say the record turnout reflects the growing impact of women in the global economy. Summit President Irene Natividad says the event also highlights how far women still have to go.
When you figure out that women are 50% of the paid workforce now, when you realize that there are a lot more women in middle management roles, but at the top, it's still, the air is very thin.
Natividad chairs a nonprofit group that seeks to place qualified women into corporate boardrooms. She says women occupy just 11.2% of the top jobs in the world's largest companies.
In my home country, the U.S., only 9 women CEOs of the 500 largest companies. And then when you come to a place like Germany, it's 0. So we clearly need to have much more progress than we already have.
Event organizers say women around the world typically earn between 30 to 60% of what men earn for the same job, even when they have the same qualifications. They say it's often worse in developing countries. Mary Nagu is Tanzania's justice minister.
We are meeting many women, and I do believe that we have a lot to learn from each other.
For others, the women's conference was an empowering experience. Ruth DeGolia is co-founder of Mercado Global.
It's a great networking opportunity. I represent women in Guatemala who have very little education, very little access to markets except through us. And here, these are women who've built very successful businesses, and there's so many different ways we could be partnering. So it's an honor to be here.
Although the latest findings suggest women still have some catching up to do, there has been progress. Findings show more than 3/4 of the top 200 companies in the world have at least one woman director on the board, a 4% increase since 2004. Millar Sega, VOA News.